Welcome to the Caving Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Pelser, chairman of the Central Indiana Grotto. This is a podcast about cave exploring. If you're interested in trying that out, I would encourage you to find a local grotto or chapter of the National Speleological Society. Caving isn't like a lot of outdoor activities in that you can just do it. You know, you have to be safe. You have to use best practices. You get some education, never go alone, etc. And the etc. is a big etc. So find a grotto at the NSS website, caves.org, go to some meetings, make some friends, do it the right way. The normal format for this podcast is a long-form chat with a caver about his or her caving life. And I love doing those, but this month I thought I would try putting together an audio trip report from my trip to Indiana's Buddha Cave back in April. I got some good, rich sound, good road chatter, in-cave chatter, a post-trip wrap-up. And I did a lot of editing, so I hope it's not too boring for you. This was fun to put together for me. A little calendar update, some self-promotion here for my grotto, the CIG. Pre-registration for our annual event, Indiana Cave Capers, is officially open at our website. August 17th through the 19th, Camp Rivervale in Mitchell, Indiana. You can do it all online in less than a minute, or you can print off the pre-registration PDF, check the boxes, do the math, mail the check. Either way, it's all online right now at CIGCaves.com. CIGCaves.com. Of course, don't forget the t-shirt when you pre-register, and this year's design is by Charlie from Organic Robot on Etsy. Segway, he's a sponsor of the show, and he just hooked me up with some new shirts. If you want to show off your caving or outdoor hobbies with some great designs that nobody else has, hit up Organic Robot on Etsy. Mention the Caving Podcast when you order, and he'll throw in a Caving Podcast sticker while supplies last. Search Organic Robot, all one word, then click the Etsy link. No caving for me in the last month. In fact, the trip you're about to hear was my most recent trip. My boy just turned 1 year old. I love him more than anything in the world, but he keeps me away from caving. And in fact, I'm having a hard time booking guests for the podcast because of family obligations. So any help is appreciated. If you want to hear someone on the podcast, put me in touch with them. Don't just give me their contact info. Introduce me. And then, you know, we can Skype, we can FaceTime, tape sync over the phone. A lot of ways we can pull this off that wouldn't take too much time or require any travel. Get a hold of me. Otherwise, I'll have to start posting repeats. Nobody wants that. Okay, let's try this out. An audio trip report of my Buddha Cave trip back in April. We start in the car with me and then with my carpoolers, both of whom were international, by the way. So you're about to hear some great accents. Adrian is from Taiwan. Ashley is from the UK. And then we'll be outside waiting to go in. And then we go in. It was a longer trip than it should have been, but as you can see, this is a short episode. This was not a 30-minute cave trip. So as I said before, there's a lot of editing. I hope you enjoy it. This is me and about a dozen other cavers visiting Indiana's Buddha Cave.
Okay, check one. Check one. Awesome. I think we sound good. All right, well, it is Saturday, April 7th, 2018, and I'm headed to Buddha Cave, more or less. We're headed to our first meeting spot, first of three. We had so many people interested in this trip from all up and down State Road 37 here in Indiana, and so they were like, can we meet in Bloomington? And then someone was like, can we meet in Bedford? So we're meeting on the south side of Indianapolis, and then we're meeting in Bloomington, and then we're meeting in Bedford, and all of the times are really tight. We got about 15, maybe 20 people coming today, which is a lot for a vertical trip with one single nuisance drop. It's going to be a bottleneck there at that 30-foot drop in the canyon. Down to the lower level, the beautiful lower level. If you have not seen Buddha Cave in Indiana, and I'm guessing most people listening to this probably have not, if you come to Indiana and you want to see pretties, that's the one to see. It is gorgeous. That whole lower level is just like one big formation. If you have the 1992 convention guidebook, that is the cover, Buddha Cave. The woman on the cover is looking at a giant piece of flowstone, and that's in Buddha Cave. I'm looking forward to today. This is a postponed trip from November that I was going to lead, and I got sick, really sick, just a few days before the trip. And so that sucked, because I was really looking forward to it. And it would have been a nice time. And then I thought, well, let's postpone it to spring. Maybe it'll be a little nicer. And it seems like today, the best we're going to do is like 42 degrees. Maybe a little warmer down there, who knows. But it's also rained like crazy, so that completely destroys the chance of doing the through trip. This cave is not very long. It's maybe 3,500 feet mapped or something like that. It may just be just over 3,000. But it's got two entrances. It's got the Buddha entrance and the Christian entrance, which is on private property. But oftentimes when we do it, we'll try to push to that entrance and then just go back through the cave. Two gorgeous, picturesque entrances. But I'm pretty sure that the bathtub on the way to the second entrance is going to be sumped after all this rain. We got a record amount of rain. I can speak for Indianapolis. We got a record amount of rain earlier this week. Broke the record, shattered the record for a single day in April. Like, we got like 3.5 inches in one day, maybe four. But anyway, it rained all over the state. And down in southern Indiana, near Bedford, where Buddha is, it got plenty of rain as well. So we're probably going to be sumped out. We'll find out later, I guess, won't we? On my way to the first rendezvous point, we'll pick everybody up. Hopefully I'll get some guests in the car who can talk to you that's not me. And we'll get their anticipation for the day. I will say, I felt really bad when I left. I was going to start recording as soon as I got in the car. But I was a little bummed out because my dog was bummed out. He saw me putting my Vasks on and I thought, oh, okay, so it's a hiking day. We haven't done one of those in a while. I've got a 10-month-old. I don't do a whole lot of that anymore. And so he was excited. He was excited. He said, oh, we're going to go for a walk in the woods. And he was waiting by the door, ready to go. And I just felt so bad for him. Poor guy. On my way, we'll check in a bit. I swear this is safe.
You don't say that in the cave, do you?
Okay, so we just left rendezvous point number one of three, which is kind of outrageous that we have three meeting points for this trip. So by the time we get to the third one, we'll be way behind on time. I'm sure. And I was expecting a lot more people at the first one, but I did pick up two people. Could you introduce yourselves?
I'm Adrian, and that's it.
And I'm Ashley.
Adrian, you're a member of the CIG, right? Or are you?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? You've been on a lot of trips.
Yeah. Like, I just tag along with Ray most of the time.
Okay. Raymond Mowell, you, the listener, have probably seen some videos of his, or maybe have seen some videos of his. He shoots really awesome videos. How do you know Raymond, anyway? I don't even know this.
We met last year in Spelio Fest. We're on the same trip. And there are not many people on that trip, and that trip was going to cancel because it might have been flooding, but anyway, we just make it before the flooding.
What was the cave? Do you remember the name?
Raymond Cave.
Oh, how appropriate.
And Big Bag Cave.
And Ashley, where have you been caving before?
So I'm from the UK, and I've done hundreds of trips in the UK. And I've also been abroad to France, Austria, and Ireland. So caving all over the place. But
wow.
Since coming to the US this year, I've only actually been caving once in Dog Hill, Indiana. So
oh, classic.
Yeah, it's a good trip.
Classic Indiana trip.
Haven't got as much caving done as I would have liked.
And you'll be the one guy today with a Petzl stop.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I don't actually know how to use a rack. So I brought my stop along and I'll be using that.
European cavers, everyone I've ever come in contact with, you've all got the stops, which is a good piece of gear. I've thought about buying one myself.
I think especially with the way that Europeans rig caves is very differently. It's much harder to use a rack. The stop is preferred with all the rebelays and deviations that get put in to all the rigging. but like the American style is more just chuck a rope over the edge and rappel down, which does the job. But
all right, well, are you excited to check out Buda for the first time?
Yeah, I'm really excited, actually.
What have you heard about Buda?
I've heard it's quite wet, but I was told to bring a wetsuit along, so...
Well, off to meeting point number two. Maybe we'll pick up somebody else down there, and we'll be even more behind schedule.
Underground before midday would be nice.
So we were talking about places where Ashley has been caving, and you want to run through some of those again here?
Well, probably my favorite cave in the Mendips is Wilderness, which is it's a nice streamway cave, essentially, where you follow the stream in, and it's got a bit of everything, really. Lots of climbs, lots of squeezes, and there's a sump as well that you go through, and you can do lots of different trips in there. In terms of, like, pretty caves that I like, OFD in Wales, probably one of my favorites.
OFD, okay, so that's...
massive cave system that's, well, massive in terms of UK anyway.
OFD, is that some sort of Welsh name that you've abbreviated?
Yes, an abbreviation for Ogofundi.
Oh, okay, I was going to...
If I pronounced it correctly, which I don't think I have.
It's a very difficult language to pronounce.
Yes. Yeah, it means Cave of the Black Spring.
Oh, huh. Well, that's a very ominous name.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it's called that.
What would you consider your best trip? The best trip you've ever taken?
Probably the best caving trip I've been on, I would say, would be in France, in the Ardèche. We went to Avon de Noël, which means Christmas cave. And it's such a great cave to go to, just because you start with like a fairly hefty SRT descent into the cave. It's a good, probably a couple of hundred meters worth of SRT. And then you get into the big horizontal stuff, and it's just, the formations are just crazy. It's like the most pretty cave I've ever seen. And there's just, yeah, you're just spoiled, essentially.
What?
And it's France, so the caves are really warm, which is always a bonus.
Do you know what the longest trip you've ever taken is?
I went on an underground camp once in Austria, so that's probably the longest trip. A good, like, 20-something hours. But the longest trip I've been on without camping was 9 hours, I'd say. There's a cave with a tidal sump in the UK, so the sump is only open certain times of the day, so you wait for the sump to drain, you go in the cave, you can't get out, and then you go on a good caving trip. It's a massive cave, and then come back out when the tide goes back out, which is an exciting way to know you're stuck in there. But
it sure is. How long is the portion that gets sumped when the tide is in?
There's probably only about 30 or 40 meters where there's no airspace at all.
Is the airspace then low when the tide is out?
It's no deeper than like sort of your knees when you're going through when the tide's out, so it's not...
Are you able to stand, or do you have to...
Yeah, you can stand.
Oh, okay, wow.
Yeah, but I feel like those trips are the most memorable because they have that sort of exciting element to them.
What about your longest drop?
Oh, I'm trying to think now. I honestly don't know off the top of my head, but...
But you've done a lot of them, though, so that makes sense.
Yeah. So I've done Titan in Derbyshire. That's a big drop. Sort of. That's probably the longest drop without a re-belay, maybe, that I've done. But then I've also done a lot in Austria, where some of the pitches are probably like 100 meters, just as one pitch. And eventually we've got down to like minus 750 meters. That was the trip I was talking about where I was camping.
Wow.
So there's sort of 7 or 8 pitches, all of which are just gigantic. It's a very tiring trip, but worthwhile.
So this 10-meter nuisance drop you're going to do today is...
I was like,
really?
What's that in meters? Yeah, not much.
No. That's for when. You want to be on the podcast?
I mean, I could be on the podcast.
Hey, there's... There's Raymond. Raymond shoots the best cave videos I've ever seen.
He does.
Thank you.
He does.
Here we are at the Buda Karst Preserve, owned by the Indiana Karst Conservancy, and we're waiting on two more people, I think. Right?
Right.
Have you been to Buda before, Arwen?
Yes. Yes, I have. It's honestly scary.
Well, then why are you here today if it's
because
scary?
Because it's scary.
Because it's scary. Do you watch horror movies?
Yes.
Okay, then that makes sense. Carl, how many times have you been to Buddha?
This is just my second time, yeah.
And I assume the last time you were here, Arwen, was with your dad?
Yep.
When was that?
Last year.
Remember what time of year? Were you able to push through the other side?
Back no, in January.
No, we couldn't. Was it January?
Yeah.
January of this year?
Last year.
Oh, last year. So it was more than a year ago.
Yeah.
Cool trip, though.
But yeah, we
literally cool trip.
Yeah, we couldn't get through to the connection to Christian either.
Sadly, then. We won't be able to do that today either.
No, it's been...
The water was, I don't know if it was this high, but the water was high last time when we were here. The river was flooded.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
We got to go all the way through last time. That was awesome.
It was awesome. It's really pretty on the other side.
We were converted from Buddha to Christian in one day.
Okay, we're recording. Everything's on the record now. We're probably getting nothing but a bunch of wind noise right now. I was really hoping it wouldn't be so cold today.
Yeah, it warmed up really nice. It's cold last night.
Yeah, I know, but I still don't think it's going to be warm enough today to suit my liking. Yeah, that's my issue. So, John and Ryan brought, that way, yeah, to the right. John and Ryan brought the ladder, and they took it down to the cave, and...
We saw them come back.
Yeah, and then a little while later, they had the ladder, and we were like, oh shit, what happened? Did you not find the cave, or did you find it, and there's something wrong? And Raymond was like, yeah, there was a collapse. We can't get in.
Yeah.
And I, me being the gullible son of a bitch that I am. Oh, God, no.
He pulls it up.
He does. And he was like, no, there's just already a ladder there. I don't know how there could be, though. So I wonder whose it is and why it's there. Buddha Cave.
Buddha.
Rocking everywhere. Look at all this water, though. Boy, yeah, this is usually bone dry.
That's what I thought. I don't remember water being.
Here we go. We're going to get wet anyway, folks. Might as well get started early. Oh. All right, who's first?
What goes that direction?
Down in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Charlie and I have been down there. It maybe goes two or three body lengths before it sumps. I don't know.
Connect in with the main cave in here, isn't it?
I don't know. In theory, yes. And that's what we were trying to find out because it was very low water that weekend. But we couldn't quite make it. Have you been here before?
I haven't.
Okay, it's hard to get lost. You go up there and you kind of, you know, careful around the edge, of course. And then when you get up there, you'll start to see it go to the left. Just follow it through there. It'll be a stoop walk, hands and knees. And then you'll probably meet up with the rest of the group.
Okay.
Ellie, you've been in here. You probably remember a little bit.
I'll probably recognize it.
Have fun. Are you the last of everybody? Okay, I'm right behind you. Admittedly, I am doing all of this without knee pads because my knee pads were dirty. I'm crawling over rimstone dams that are soaked, flooded from all the recent rain. And I've got a Swago on my back. It's making crawling difficult.
This is really difficult without knee pads. I'm kind of wearing myself out trying to stay off my knees and trying to keep my back from scraping the ceiling. Hardly worth it. So I'm going to take the pack off. Oh, that's a lot better. Now listening to this, you'd think I'm some kind of amateur. You're half right. It's interesting to be in a cave. There's no one else around. They're all way ahead of me. I'm bringing up the rear. And everyone's always faster than I am. Still sleep walking. This is very wet. We've had a lot of rain. And where it's normally just a little damp, there are rivers coming through here. And it's all muddy and not moving. It'll take quite a while for all this to drain out. Big formation area up here on the upper level. The whole lower level of this cave is nothing but formations. I know this is audio, but you really have to see this cave to appreciate it. Making my way up and over all these formations. Ride this one like a horse. Big drop in between my legs here. All right, into the drink. Can't remember how deep this gets. I don't know that I'm particularly prepared mentally, physically, or with proper gear today. Aha. Anybody up there? Ah.
Hello.
Hey.
These American caves are. This is great.
This is kind of nice, isn't it?
UK, 10 degrees cold.
Isn't it really? Oh my goodness.
So we didn't wait around.
Have they not rigged yet? Do they need help? What is that?
That's the way down.
Is that another way down?
Yep. Yeah, it drops all the way down to the where you're going. Everybody, I mean, you can play a game, drop your pack there, and play fetch. Keep going wonder. There. It's not.
Everybody know what they're doing up here, rig-wise?
Sort of.
We'll make sure.
Do you have knee pads on that?
I don't. I'm Tom Ray raw-dogging it.
Tom Ray raw-dogging.
Yep, that's the rig point. Good work.
All right, on rope.
All right.
Safety's off. I can't do it.
Godspeed.
Help the riggings, man.
I'm gonna let you go first. I'm just checking them. I kind of cut up here, but I plan to go last.
Okay.
Yeah, let me make sure.
Turn that around. Man, rope's really heavy.
Well, you're now.
That's not the right way.
Well, no, hold on. Okay, no, you're fine. I just wanted to make sure you weren't tangled. There you go. Looking good.
Okay. This really makes me nervous.
It's okay. It's good to have a sense of self-preservation.
Yep.
All right. Safety off. You're looking okay.
Oh, jeez. Why do I do this? Why do I cave?
A lot of us have asked that question.
Okay.
All right. Feel okay?
No.
Feel as good as you're gonna feel?
Oh, jeez.
That's
not bad. How do I look at it from here?
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's just a little nuisance drop. You're all right. There you go.
Aha. Okay.
good. You feel okay?
I don't think my heart is right or not.
That's a good thing. It means you're going to be hyper aware.
Hyper aware. Let's go. Let's do this. I'm hanging. I can't believe I'm doing this. Okay. Goodbye, perfectly secure ledge.
There you go.
Here I go.
You're looking good.
Looking good. I got this.
You got it.
Yeah.
So now it's just me, Ashley at the top, one very competent caver and one more amateurish caver, me. But we shouldn't have any trouble. I feel like we've been waiting up here for an hour and a half, and I might not be too far off. We've got 13 cavers. And all of them took their time at this pitch, but that's okay.
Okay.
So funny.
Boy, it's some interesting sounds from all the rushing water. Okay. Safety on. Pencil piranha. And I'm in the crack. There we go. Alright.
Oh, yeah.
How's it going? Wow, there's a lot of damn water in here.
You're willing to tell me you're going that way?
Yeah, you can either squeeze through that little hole, or you can go under the waterfall.
I don't think there's a better place for the waterfall right now.
Is there not?
There's a little gap.
Goodness gracious. So much water. Wow. So gorgeous back here. Formations everywhere. Just this whole lower level of this cave is beautiful. And I'm here at this rear bathtub. It looks like it's sunk. This creek, I've never seen this creek as high as it is right now. I've only been here 5 times, but this is incredible. It's like a water park in here. Beautiful formations everywhere. All right. I'm gonna pack the recorder away to make sure it doesn't get all waterlogged. You probably won't be able to hear much anyway.
What's that?
I'm just narrating.
Still got 45 minutes to narrate.
Till next time.
Okay, this is where we jump from in cave at the beginning of the trip to out of cave. Clothes are changed, goodbyes are shared, and the recorder is on in my car, and I am headed home. I decided not to do any more recording in the cave. I kind of just explained it on the recording itself, but it was wet. I didn't want it damaged. And, you know, it's just a lot of work to dig gear out of the bag. So anyway, this is in the car heading home. Well, I'm heading back now. My two passengers bailed on me because they wanted to have dinner, and who could blame them? But that was a long trip. That was a 5-hour trip. There is one nuisance drop, and there were some people with us who were not experienced vertically, so it was a bit of a bottleneck, especially at the climb up. It's a little tough at the top where the crack is, and so some people had some trouble, and me being the leader, I was the last one down, and I was the last one up, but we all had a wonderful time. The water was high. It was loud in there, as you heard. I don't know. I had a good time. I think next time I will bring fewer people, and I will insist upon the vertical competence being of a certain level. I think everyone learned something. I think that some people gained some experience. I think everybody gained a degree of experience, and I am happy to be headed home.
And I kind of wish I were having dinner with everybody, because that's kind of the best part sometimes to some trips. But I got to get home. I'm a little tired. I'm very sore. My underwear is still wet. Oh, man. What a day. But at least it's still daylight out. Well, I hope you like this audio trip report. I got to tell you, though, this was a very wet cave, and I'm recording with the recorder that was stuck to my helmet, and it seems to still be working. This is not a particularly hardy recorder. It's just a small recorder. I can fit this recorder in a Nalgene bottle. That's why I bought it, and I bought it a long time ago, and it still works. But I really hope that I don't do this recorder in someday, taking it on maybe one or two too many caving trips. I think to be safe, I'm going to take it home and throw it in some rice. Anyway, thanks for listening. I hope I captured a bit of what a day is like when you go on a trip.
There you have it, an audio trip report. Thanks for listening. Going to do my best to keep posting episodes on the first of every month, but as of right now, I don't have anything planned for July, so fingers crossed. Hey, thanks for listening. Support the podcast by contributing on Patreon. All contributions go back into caving in the form of memberships to conservancies. Patreon.com/cavingpodcast. I really, really appreciate it. Support sponsors, past and present, swagogear.com, organic robot on Etsy, or just kick a donation to your grotto or the NSS. This podcast is dedicated to the greater good of caving. And pre-register for Indiana Cave Capers at cigcaves.com, August 17th through the 19th. Come to Indiana, some world-class caving. It'll be a great time. I will see you there, I hope. Matt Pelser here, chairman of the Central Indiana Grotto. Until next time, kill nothing but time.